BBC 地道英语
Authentic Real English from the BBC.
Hello and welcome to BBCUKChina.com. You're listening to Authentic Real English. I'm William Cramer.
I'm Feifei. What's today's word, William?
Well, there's a footballing theme to this week's question, or at least a sporting theme.Let me ask you, Feifei, what characteristics do you associate with British people?
我把什么特性和英国人能联系在一起呢？Well, you're all a bit cynical. 愤世嫉俗的，有点冷嘲热讽的。
Yes, that is probably fair. But what about more positive characteristics? To do with sport.
你们英国人善于发明体育项目，不过虽然很多体育项目是你们发明的，可是比赛水平反而不及其他国家。唉。
Yeah, that's probably fair as well. But what about our sportsmanship, Feifei? In particular, our sense of fair play?
Maybe.Fair play 的意思就是公平比赛、公平竞争。英国人向来都认为在体育竞技和每日生活中 ,fair play 是非常重要的一个原则。But what about the phrase fair play? When do we use that, William?
Well, that's a little bit tricky to explain. But we tend to say fair play when somebody does something annoying or perhaps a little negative, but we shouldn't criticize them because they were sticking to the rules of the game.Or to the spirit of the rules.
Right. That is a little tricky to understand. Can you give us an example?
I'd be delighted to, Feifei. This example is from two men watching a football match. A goal has just been disallowed because the scorer was offside.
下面对话中两位男士在观看一场足球比赛。一个进球刚刚被判无效因为一名队员越位了。Offside, 越位。他们对裁判 ref 的这一判决很是不满。
Oh, ref! I can't believe it!
That's a shame. That is a shame.
What a joke! This referee needs to get some glasses.
Yeah, but fair play to him. That player was offside.
虽然这两位男士对裁判的判决很是不满，但是其中一位还是说了 "Fair play to him. That player was offside."
Yeah, fair play to him. Now, although this phrase comes from sport, we don't just use it to discuss football and so on. So let's hear another example.
Have you heard about Gary?
No.
He's kicked his son out of his house.
No.What, Kevin?
Yeah, he's kicked him out. I mean, fair play to Gary. Kevin is 42 now.
Yeah, and he crashed Gary's car, remember?
在上面的这个例子中，两位男士在谈论关于他们朋友 Gary 把自己儿子 Kevin 赶出家门的事情。
One of the men says, fair play to Gary. Kevin is 42 now.
因为他们朋友的儿子已经42岁了，而且他还把自己父亲的车给撞坏了，所以父亲一气之下就把他给赶出去了。Fair play to him.
Maybe not everyone understood that clip, but then fair play to them, it was quite hard. Let's listen again.
Have you heard about Gary?
No.
He's kicked his son out of his house.
No.What, Kevin?
Yeah, he's kicked him out. I mean, fair play to Gary. Kevin is 42 now.
Yeah, and he crashed Gary's car, remember?
William, 我注意到刚才上面两个例子里都是男士们在说话。
Yes, I think this might be a phrase that men are a little bit more likely to use than women. Maybe that's because it comes from sport.
Interesting.Well, remember to check our site, bbcukchina.com, for more authentic real English. Bye!
Bye-bye!
This is Authentic Real English from the BBC.
这里是 BBC 地道英语。